Hi, cutie.
How have you been?
Have you been extra sensitive, huh?
All this denial and edging.
All this focusing on female pleasure. I'm gonna guess that you catch that beautiful mind of yours thinking more and more about me. About my pleasure as you follow our little training program.
Remember that contract? Regrets,
You might, because every time I cross your savvy little mind, kind of makes you feel good, doesn't it? You've come so far. You've denied yourself so long. Such a good boy for me. Are there days that you struggle to not think about sexy times? Is that all you can think about? On days like that, does it make your complex world seem simple? Simply focusing on your mistress and knowing how pleased I am with you that you're denying yourself and training, growing and becoming stronger. Focusing on me. Is it like you have decided to stay in bed for the day and I'm the sheets that cover you, giving you a warm, fuzzy feeling, begging you to stay under me longer, Hoping that soon the sheets will be so tightly wrapped around you, feel so heavy that you're trapped. You're all mine. You can no longer move. Don't you worry. You will love it. Love when you can't even remove them. Because you want to be under me, don't you? So badly. Pinned by my little hands. Knees controlling your hips. The weight of me. Holding you down. What a beautiful picture you make. It's so easy, isn't it? To let my voice become your whole world. It's easy because you have let me enter your mind. You have so generously and chivalrously opened door after door. You invited me in. You invited me to conquer you bit by sexy bit. And I've come to like it so much here that I think I've decided I want to stay for a very long time. That means soon, so soon, I will be everywhere. That's what today's training is all about. I'm sure you have noticed that I have not demanded stroking to my content exclusively, right? I've even encouraged you to listen to the moans of other women. To calibrate what's real, what isn't. Have you asked yourself why? Why was I so generous to allow that? When, for the duration of this training, you are mine. I bet you haven't. Let me ask you a simple question then. Who is on your mind? Who's on your mind in that moment, the that you edge that cock.
Edge it to the brink of orgasm, to your favorite visual porn.
Let me guess.
It is what you imagine I look like, isn't it? My voice. My demands. My weight.
Yes, little slave. Go ahead. Put on your favorite porn and get to stroking that cock in a way that really gets you going. Do it. She is no threat to me.
On the contrary, I am a busy dom. I can't be around all day.
But what if, instead of my attending to you constantly, we simply make everything around you an extension of me? Everywhere. There I am.
Yes, yes, I am a fan of neuroscience, and I'm aware of how the association networks of the mind work. Your cute little brain with all its wrinkles.
Everything that fires together wires together. Sound familiar?
So let's use that sciencey bit to our advantage. All that naughty, hot stuff you're watching right now, and tomorrow, and the day after that. We're going to make it all connected in your mind, because your mind will melt, pet. It's going to melt and connect it all to me. Melt, pet, as you edge for me. And that sexy cock. We're going to make sure that the association is so strong that it will feel like I am feeding you and you are on your knees eating out of my hand. Eating addictive, sweet porn candy. Candy that gives your brain a sexy sugar rush. One that really gets the blood pumping. And the moment you turn it off, might just leave you wanting more. It will give you a dip, craving that high again and again. And the only thing you have to do is press play. Press play and get yourself to that edge all over again. Yes, yes. You love the taste of it, don't you? Makes you feel so weak, so submissive, so owned. Let that grip I have on you grow and consume you. Consume you as you edge yourself to that visual honey that just oozes arousal, lubing that cock up naturally to just keep going. And every time you get to that edge while watching porn, you will say, "Thank you, Miss Wendy." You will say, "Thank you, Miss Wendy," because it tastes so much sweeter when eating out of my hand. Whenever I feed you, I will make sure you are well fed. You are going to have what I feed you for breakfast, lunch, dinner, dessert, late night, I can't sleep snack. So you see, not only will the porn you watch make you think of little old me, but I will leave you denied day after day after day, like we have been. And what do you think will happen?
I'll tell you.
Every time you go outside, every time you see a woman wearing something that accentuates her divine femininity, you will be triggered again. Triggered to please. Triggered to submit. Female pleasure first. Yes, yes, it's devious, isn't it? And the current fashions around you makes it so that you may see a lot of that. Women are beautiful, aren't they? But they are not for you to own. No, no, no. They are for you to serve. Meet them in the eyes if you dare, pet. Take in their curves while seeing them as full humans. Notice the lace, the panty line, while accepting that their pleasure comes first. They are not objects, but they are beautiful humans, aren't they? Hopes and dreams, struggles and triumphs. Never to be owned, never to be put down, but to be served. Their vibration rising in association with you, because you are a good boy, aren't you? Every inch of empowering skin around you is going to remind you that you are in big, big trouble. It weakens you, doesn't it? Every time you get exposed to the divine feminine, it will make you think of me. Because I am everywhere. That's why you want to serve, isn't it? You have made me the director of your world, and that makes it my smexy, sexy, naughty, delicious stage, where everyone in it is going to do me a favor by doing their best to drive you mad with arousal. Because you're such a good boy, you're going to contain all that sexual arousal surging through you until you can get to a place where you can stroke and edge. Focusing on me, serving me, edging for me. That's gonna make it so much worse. Having to inhibit all of your naughty, naughty urges as we rewire your brain in public. Intentionally triggering you over and over and over again to test your training. Once you finally get your hands on that cock, the one that has been throbbing in your pants all day, it's going to feel even better, isn't it? To touch yourself. To deny, to ruin, to rewire. Such a brave boy on this journey with me. In that moment, when you finally give in, you will be even more addicted. Addicted to female pleasure. Especially having to resist yours for so long. All the while watching porn will give you an even bigger rush now. And remember to say thank you, Miss Wendy, after every single edge to remind you that all you see is me. Every day we'll make that connection stronger and stronger and stronger. And you will thank me. thank me for giving you those overwhelming feelings as your horniness grows, because I am everywhere. I am every set of luscious lips that make you think of sloppy blowjobs, passionate kisses, and deep, interesting conversations. I'm every set of hips that sway in front of you, every bubble butt that hypnotizes you in trance, every ass you would follow on a run will make you touch yourself, make you want to do some squats too. Those are delicious. I am every set of sensual eyes that teasingly glance into yours. Eyes that will make you think about begging to come after serving. Those big heavy balls swaying as you eat me out. I am every sound that arouses you, making you think about serving a pussy as it clenches around you in pleasure. Your cock pulsing, serving, providing, as nails scratch at your skin, moans reverberating in your ears, telling you to not dare come, but keep fucking me harder. Oh, harder. Such a good boy. If you have denied yourself long enough, this interesting thing happens, where even the most innocent moments make you think naughty thoughts. And when you have those naughty thoughts, you're going to remind yourself, female pleasure first. My pleasure first, right? And with me being everywhere, oops, you might just be aroused all the time. I wonder what boxers will help you with that. So after this audio reaches its completion, do not stop stroking, but indulge yourself fully. Feed yourself on porn for as long as you can take it. Seeing those women as whole, complete women. Women to be served because they are me. Let them make you needy. Ask yourself frequently, who are you thinking about? Your own pleasure or mine? Because the answer should always be mine. Do not forget. Be a good boy and thank me after every single edge. And if you oops, make sure it's a complete oops without an ah. Just let it run down with no touching. Ruins are extra yum. After that, you'll just keep going until, well, my pleasure is all you can think about. Get ready to see me everywhere and all the time, little slave. I'll be seeing you very, very soon. Good luck.